Hey there, awesome humans. Thor Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination punisher, and welcome back to the show. We're diving headfirst into something super important today, prioritizing your well-being in a world that seems determined to keep us on overdrive. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, deadlines are looming, and the only thing keeping you sane is a double shot of espresso? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the truth, bomb: ignoring your well-being isn't just going to make you feel burned out, it's like driving a car with no brakes. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. So how do we navigate this crazy world without sacrificing our sanity? Let's get real, because I'm not here for sugarcoating. First things first, let's ditch the guilt trip. You're absolutely allowed to prioritize your well-being. Seriously, it's not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a car to run smoothly without regular maintenance, right? Same goes for you. Taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional health is non-negotiable. It's the foundation for everything else: your relationships, your work, your happiness. Next up, let's talk boundaries. Boundaries are like invisible fences that keep the chaos at bay. They define what you will and won't tolerate, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. You have the right to say no to commitments that drain your energy, to set aside time for yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Speaking of boundaries, let's ditch the always-on mentality. We live in a world where notifications are constantly vying for our attention. But guess what? You don't have to respond to every email or text message the second it pops up. Turn off those unnecessary notifications and carve out some dedicated time for focused work and genuine connection. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about intentionally engaging in activities that nourish your soul. What brings you joy? What helps you relax and recharge? Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk, or listening to your favorite music, make time for things that bring you peace and fulfillment. And lastly, don't forget the power of connection. Humans are social creatures by nature. Building strong relationships with family, friends, and even your community provides us with support, laughter, and a sense of belonging. Make an effort to connect with people who uplift and inspire you. Ever feel like you're drowning into DOS but forgetting about the essentials? Remember that time when you were so busy trying to conquer your project list that you completely forgot to eat lunch? I'm talking about those days where you're running on fumes, fueled by caffeine and willpower alone. You power through emails, meetings, and deadlines, all while ignoring that nagging voice reminding you to take a break. Sound familiar? That's exactly what happened to me last week. I was knee-deep in project planning, feeling like a superhero juggling flaming chainsaws. Okay, maybe not that dramatic, but the point is, I was pushing myself beyond my limits. Then, bam. My body said enough with a migraine and a wave of exhaustion that could knock out a grizzly bear. It was a wake-up call, folks. A harsh reminder that even superheroes need to recharge. So I took a step back, cancelled a few non-essential meetings, sorry not sorry, and treated myself to a long walk in the park. That little break made all the difference. I returned feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle my tasks with renewed energy and focus. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Well, they're not just words, they're your secret weapons for navigating this crazy world. Prioritize your well-being, set those boundaries, ditch the always-on mentality, practice self-care, and nurture your connections. These aren't fluffy ideas, they are practical tools that can transform your life. So, what are you waiting for? Go forth and conquer. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little motivation to prioritize their well-being. And hey, if you have any tips or tricks for staying balanced in a busy world, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, remember you've got this. And never underestimate the power of a good cup of tea and a little self-love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.